Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Large parts of Northern California remain under winter storm warnings, with heavy snow expected through tonight. But residents in the southern part of the state are pleading for help. Many are still stranded after last week's record-breaking snowfall. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Crestline, California.
We're stranded. We're imprisoned. We can't get down.
We met 73-year-old Carol Wolf, who waited for 3 hours, and not for herself.
The neighbors across the street, they have two little kids. They need some help.
We joined Wolf on her nearly 1 mile trek back to her snow-clogged neighborhood.
I mean, it amazes me. It's been nearly 2 weeks now.
Yes.
And this is the state of your road.
Yes. We're used to it being plowed the day after.
The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the safe return of four Americans kidnapped in a Mexican border town Friday and the arrest of the kidnappers. More from CBS's Enrique Acevedo.
We talked to high-level Mexican officials. They are operating under the assumption that they are still alive and that at least one of them is still being held captive by these organizations. If not all of them.
American and Mexican officials say the four were caught in a drug-related shootout when they went across the border into the town of Matamoros. Weight Watchers is buying a company whose doctors will be able to provide weight loss drugs to WW members.
Sequence, which Weight Watchers is acquiring, is a subscription service that offers telehealth visits with doctors who can prescribe drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, known to help people lose weight fast.
It solves an important pathway, but these are not quote-unquote magic pills.
Weight Watchers CEO Seema Sestani says there's more to this new partnership than a quick fix pill.
This is about addressing a chronic condition in the same way that one might think about high cholesterol or hypertension. Yes, you need to make lifestyle changes, but in some cases, lifestyle changes alone are not enough.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Why are so many teachers quitting? CBS's Cammie McCormick has some answers.
Teachers are leaving the classrooms in many states. Some are seeing an alarming trend where some left midterm. They cite stress and students' behavior, among other things. In some cases, turnover is at its highest point in 5 years.
The French company Total Energies says fuel deliveries have been halted at its sites in France because of a strike over the government's planned changes to pensions. The company says 64% of its 296 agents at its sites were on strike this morning. Labor unions have vowed to bring France to a standstill today. They oppose a plan to increase the retirement age to 64. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit AsiaRetirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. I'm Jefferson Smith. Thank you for being with us. It is Fresh Start Monday. There are those in the Republican Party that would like a fresh start with American voters with a different candidate. The challenge is they don't really want a fresh start with respect to the stuff they do that people don't like that isn't good for the country. They'd like to figure out a way not to have to deal with democracy to get that stuff done. They'd like to be able to reduce the number of people who vote and make sure that we don't really have a majoritarian system, make sure the Supreme Court gets to wield as much power as possible because those people don't get voted on, make sure that Electoral College can elect a president even over the majority desire of the country. They'd like to do any number of things, but they don't really want a fresh start on some of that. What are you thinking? Let's go straight to your phone calls. Donald Trump is still right now the leading candidate for Republican presidency, and Fox News is their leading mouthpiece. Mark from Seattle, go ahead.
Right, Jeff. Fox News. By the way, thank you for taking my call. It's always a pleasure to hear you on the show. You're dynamite, thank you. Frank Figluzzi, who's a frequent commentator on MSNBC, and his pretty senior management in the FBI for a career, made a really interesting short point. I'll just toss it out here and hang up. He said that regardless of what you say about the right-wing propaganda machine, Fox News is playing in the cafeteria of every federal government office building. It's playing on a TV set, in the wardrooms on Navy ships, in the mess halls, on Army bases. It is pervasive. It is ubiquitous, as your screener said. And if it really is the propaganda machine, we're sabotaging ourselves by allowing it to continue to just brainwash people endlessly with demonstrated falsehoods and just outright lies. That's all I got. Thanks, yeah. Jeff.
Mark, you're totally right that the Fox News. Am I wrong? I want to be careful because when you sit in this chair, you want to impress people, right? You want to generate heat. And there's a risk of using what my former judge would call, when I clerked for federal judge, he would call the second coming type, right? The biggest font that exists that you'd use for the second coming of Christ if you ran a newspaper and you reserve that font for the second coming, maybe a skosh smaller, but basically that size if there's a major invasion. And there's a risk to always use the second coming type as Ted Koppel said, he wished we had saved some words. He's talking about Pol Pot, and he said, I wish we would have saved some words. Because we've used all the words of evil. We've used all the words of totalitarian. We've used all the words of oppression. And he wished we would have saved some words for Pol Pot. And there's a temptation to use all the words. And there's a temptation to use the second coming type, even when it's not the second coming. Am I exaggerating to say Fox News is the greatest threat to America? I mean, I guess maybe I should say the greatest domestic threat. Is Fox News the greatest domestic threat? Even though, I mean, it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, who is a recent American. I don't want to be jingoistic. But is that an exaggeration? Folks can tell me a bigger one. But we now know that Fox News knew that they were lying when they were talking about the 2020 election. They knew that when they were reciting and amplifying Donald Trump's big lie, they were doing it for ratings among their Confederate base. They were doing it to make sure they didn't lose viewers. They were doing it to quote Sean Hannity, to quote Tucker Carlson. They were worried about their stock price. When Peter Jennings, pretty sure it's Peter Jennings, said, "You can see my bias by the stories that I choose." What he meant by that is in the storytelling itself, I'm not biased. I go by the facts. So if you want to find my bias, you have to look at the stories that I choose. But here, they weren't just biased in the stories they picked. And they weren't just biased in their commentary, because that's the other thing that Peter Jennings was saying. I'm not going to give a bunch of commentary that's going to demonstrate bias. They were biased in their facts. One of the biggest stories, one could argue the most important thing in a country that purports to be a democracy, is there's a peaceful transition of power based on the will of the people. That's the dig. That's the gig. That's the big deal. And that on a story of that import, they were willing to violate what they knew to be the truth, because they were worried they would lose the base that they had been misleading, and that their political team had been misleading for years, months, weeks, and days. That's really bad. That's really bad. And it's not just really bad if you're MSNBC, and it's not just really bad if you're a Democrat, and it's not just really bad if you don't like Donald Trump. It's just really bad. If there were a leftist news organization who did that sort of thing, that organization shouldn't be around. If they may, I mean, people can make mistakes. I'll make mistakes all the time. Hopefully I'll own up to them. Hopefully I'll try not to do them again. But if there's a coordinated effort in Slack channels and email exchanges and text exchanges and written scripts to mislead the country so that their political team can still win, and not just around the edges, but on the biggest stuff with the clearest facts, it's really bad. That's one of the reasons why Soviet Russia needed not to be Soviet Russia, because we don't want state TV by any ideological stripe. And I don't want to exaggerate the case. I don't want to use the second coming type. It doesn't merit it. And I don't want to use all the words. There are no words left for Pol Pot. But it's really bad. And I'm not sure. Fox News might be the biggest domestic threat to America. And if I'm wrong, please tell me so. Name another one. Let's go to Robin. Robin in Kingston. How you doing, Robin?
Good, Jeff. How are you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah. Just adding a little bit of fuel to the conversation, which is wonderful, as usual, when you are in the chair. You usually do a thankful for event somewhere along the line, and I'm going to...
Thankful Thursday, but we can show gratitude every day.
Well, I'm going to show some gratitude, and before, I want to clarify this. My statement is going to be a function of politics, not the human value of the people I'm going to identify.
Okay.
This is politics, how to win in politics. I am thankful for Donald Trump, Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, Steve Bannon, Mike Pompeo, Lauren Boebert, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason I'm thankful for them is the contrast that sound-minded people can use. What this group of people do is they draw out the one thing that the Democratic Party has actually refused to draw out, and that is what I call the lofty, lazy left. The lofty, lazy left are people who think liberally and loftily, and that's wonderful, but are lazy as described or defined by them just getting out the vote every 4 years instead of sort of staying in the game, not only every 2 years, but every year with local elections, et cetera, et cetera. An older version of the lofty, lazy left, which can be of any age, are what I call the great gray nappers, and that is the people of my generation and before. I'm 74, who did some good work in the 60s and the 70s, and then got lazy over the years and kind of went napping. And
you're saying Marjorie Taylor Greene wakes them up and makes sure they vote?
Absolutely correct. Now, here's what I will say. I have far more trouble as a Democrat I'm kind of a socialist type person. I'm not sure what party, what it is. I'm left of what I consider to be the Democratic Party. I have so much more trouble with the likes of Joe Manchin. And
this is the Tom Hartman.
We'll be back to break. Appreciate the call and all the calls.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book, Threshold, illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
We're back. Brian, you win the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes?
Brian from Waterloo, fire away.
Hello, I just wanted to maybe talk about a book from the Bernie Book Club.
Great.
I didn't really see what topic you were on today, and I don't really, how about the collapse of Western civilization?
That's as good a topic as any. I say any show that is focused on the collapse of Western civilization can't miss. And by the way, it is an evergreen topic. I suppose at some point, if there's a full collapse, it will no longer be evergreen. It will be some other color. But until the last bit of Rome falls, the collapse of Western civilization is a gift that can keep on giving. So go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, she is Naomi Oreskes. But yeah, it's actually a fiction book about
What's the name? What's the name of the book? I was having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, Brian. Take another crack.
The Collapse of Western Civilization.
Oh, that's the book. Oh, I thought your book was Living a Committed Life.
Oh yeah, I thought about that one too.
Well, there's a lot of books. Let me go to any library. They're full of them. There's so many books out there.
I was kind of wanting to invite you to my book club. Bernie Book Club.
Well, that's fun. How does one get invited to that? Do you show up at a particular library? Do you join by Zoom, or do you just read and then announce things, you know, publicly?
It's just on Facebook.
Well, that's very nice. And you guys, big fan of book clubs, by the way. Although there's a risk that if I joined the book club, I wouldn't always read the book. I do a lot of Blinkist. I read a lot of book jackets. I look at too many headlines. I need to read more. One of the reasons I admire Tom Hartman so much is that he writes as many books as many people read. It's very impressive. But how many books do you have? What is the requirement of being in your book club? How many books do you have to read at what interval?
There's no requirement. Initially, I started it to keep track of the books I read.
Oh, so you just like post books that are good and let people know about them?
Yeah, you might find out that I kind of like a picture and a review, and ads, no links. Unless an author dies, there's no links on them, and it's easy. You can scroll down through the book club.
All right. Well, Brian, speaking of off-topic topics, which itself was amusing to me that I just said that sentence, how do you eat an Oreo cookie?
I don't.
You don't at all?
No.
Because, Brian, it happens to be Oreo cookie day. I was told this by the producer. I do not follow all of the days. Like, every day of the year is the day of something, right? I think now we're moving on to, like, everything will have two things that are that day. A friend of mine from years ago, who actually worked for U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan years ago, he started National Corn Dog Day. I forget what day it is, but it's not today. Today is Oreo Cookie Day. And apparently, there is, according to the great and talented producer here at the show, there is an Oreo cookie test of personality for the way you eat Oreo cookies. But number 10 is, I don't have a favorite way because I don't like Oreo cookies. First of all, here's mine. So I dip them in milk. And this, by the way, Oreo cookies are not a sponsor of the show. I even have mixed feelings at bringing this up. And you didn't bring it up, but I did. All right. So I dunk them. Therefore, I'm a number 5. This is what it says about you if you dunk in some liquid, milk, coffee, etc. I dunk in milk. It says, everyone likes you because you're always upbeat. You like to sugarcoat unpleasant experiences, true, and rationalize bad situations into good ones sometimes. You're in total denial about the shambles you call life. That might be true as well. You have a propensity towards narcotic addiction. Don't tell anybody. All right, that's mine. You're a 10, which is, I don't have a favorite way. I don't like Oreo cookies. You probably come from a rich family. You like to wear nice things. You go to upscale restaurants. You're particular and fussy about things you buy, own, and wear. Things have to be just right. You have to be pampered. Is this true of you? Are you very fancy because you're too fancy for Oreo cookies? Is that, I didn't come up with this. You blame Sean. Did I lose you, Brian?
Nope, I'm still here.
Is any of that description accurate? I'm just trying to test the Oreo cookie personality test here on Oreo Cookie Day.
I think as we get older, we some of us don't want to eat the processed food anymore as when we learn about it.
That's the best answer. That's the best answer. It's not even food. You call it processed food, does it really count anymore? I mean, it's something that I put in my face and goes in my belly, but is it really food if it's not? Brian, that's a brilliant answer. Thank you so much. Shout out to the Bernie Book Club and really like building a pro-democracy economy, building a court of people who will participate in, you know, help the companies that are helping democracy, that read the books that are advancing democracy, that are making sure those books have an audience. That's a big, big deal. And so really appreciate your call, Brian. Really appreciate the book club you're doing. And, you know, and yeah, feel free to send us the link on the YouTube or whatever the easiest way is for you.
Thank you.
All right. Be well. Well, that was fun. Gar from Atlanta, Georgia. You're up, Gar.
How you doing, Jefferson?
We apparently only have 30 seconds, so I'll hold on to you, but make a quick point, and I'll stick with you for a minute.
Okay. You got big shoes to fill.
But I think that's your way of telling me that I'm not filling them, and I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
You're doing a good job.
If somebody calls in and says, you know, I appreciate that you're doing your best. You got a big burden ahead of you, and you're lifting as best you can. I take that for
job.
It means.
but the point I wanted to make was that we've seen Trump before in history.
Yeah, who do you think?
That's the point I wanted. You know, I mean, Jefferson Davis. No slight on you. Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee, Adolf Hitler, Bin Laden. They all had followers, a lot of followers.
Yeah.
So we got to understand that. You know, we got to understand that. And they all was defeated.
Dictators can be dictators can find followers, and dictators can be defeated. Gar, thank you so much for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You are listening to the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but what if one day your dog runs away or gets dognapped? It's better to be careful, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so they can't do it. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even your smart TV, and it's so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. I can get you an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at ExpressVPN.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief in California's San Bernardino County. Some mountain communities remain buried under heavy snow. Kimberly Olsen Sacriboni lives in the town of Crestline.
12 days, 6 days without power, 3 days without spectrum. I've had no lifeline to the outside world. Our street has been unplowed for 5 days.
The search is on for four American citizens kidnapped at gunpoint in Mexico Friday after they crossed the border. More from CBS's Janet Shamlian.
The city of roughly 500,000 people has been home to warring factions of the Gulf drug cartel for decades. The crimes are often unreported, journalists fearing for their safety.
Weight Watchers is buying a company whose doctors can prescribe weight loss drugs to WW members. Seema Sistani is the CEO of Weight Watchers.
You know, there are biological underpinnings now that science has advanced to have chronic weight management medications to support that condition.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Ha-ha. Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station. That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast. And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. I had no supervision.
More like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Our caller Gar made the point that people in the world have followed dictators before, but dictators can also be defeated. Gar, did you want to finish that point?
the point I really want to make is that the most expensive thing in the world is freedom. And somebody's always trying to take it. And we as people, American people and people around the world, have to fight for our freedom. Because we always, you know, what did P.T. Barnum say? A sucker is born every minute. We don't want to be that.
We don't want to be
that. I mean, we don't want to be that. No. And so we got to understand that Trump is nothing new.
I want to dig into this.
You got to also understand.
What freedom is most important to you, Gar? When you say freedom, what do we mean? I have a sense of what I mean. I want us to use that word. I want us to own that word. What do you mean?
Freedom is truth. In other words, you have to search for truth. Is that the real deal? You know, truth is freedom. Without truth, you don't have freedom. This is why a lot of people try to fabricate things, because they know if they can get you to believe a lie, your freedom is gone.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump do. You know, he wants you to believe a lie. And then they say that's one of the tools of the devil. He makes a lie as ridiculous as possible, and people will follow it. And that's one of the tools of the devil. Make a lie just ridiculous.
Appreciate you, Gar. Thank you so much for the call. Let me say just something about freedom. That there has been, that freedom and patriotism have been flags flown by political movements for a long time. I think that now, in the, I'm hoping, post-Trump era, that we can make sure we have good, honest, usable definitions of those words, and making sure that people who love democracy wield the important rhetoric of freedom and patriotism, rather than having the rhetoric of freedom and patriotism being used to subjugate people, being used to undermine the nation's very own government, being used to undermine the very best things about the government, being used to divide the nation. Somehow the word patriot being a word to divide people, consider that for a moment. To define the word freedom merely to mean the power that capital can wield, or the ability of someone to wield control over you with a firearm. Let's make sure we use freedom, we define freedom, that we build and work towards freedom. That includes FDR's four freedoms, which absolutely means a freedom of speech. Like every right, it has limits, but it's critical freedom. The freedom of worship, which is different than imposing your worship on someone else. A freedom from want and a freedom from fear. Because what really limits us? What are the things that really limit our ability to do stuff? When I think about freedom, I have to be able to go where I want to go. If I don't get to go where I want, like literally, if I'm thinking about, it's like go where I want to go, do what I want to do. Say what I want to say. Think what I want to think. If you think about what limits your ability to go where you want to go, what is that? That tends to be, well, no, all that stuff is owned. I don't get to go there because like too few people own so much stuff. I don't get to go to the places because they just fence me out. I don't get to do what I want to do because I don't have the means to do it. Because I'm blocked out. I don't do what I want to do because I'm locked into a system that has far too little social mobility, because there's too big a gap between the biggest and the smallest, bigger than there's been in this history of this country, certainly for 100 years. What's real freedom? What's real patriotism? What does it mean to genuinely love a country? Is it to, you know, play the song, I'm proud to be an American, and use it to try to say, it's okay that all my friends are white, I've never been in a black person's house? To use that to say that somebody who thinks we need to make things a little bit better is somehow not part of the country, to use the symbols of the nation to in fact undermine the very government and the very systems and the very democracy and the very services and the very agencies of that country? And if what really you mean is blood and soil, well, yeah, that's what the Germans meant too. If you're a patriot, you love the best of us. And you use it to unite the most of us. And if you're for freedom, you're for real freedom. Not merely the ability, the powerful to control other people. That's kind of the opposite of freedom. Smart people are calling. Let's listen to them. Brian from Albuquerque, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to comment on, there's a new wrinkle that's going to really surface in American politics. And a lot of people know about it already, but it's lack of fresh water in the desert Southwest.
Yep.
And the way I would like to frame it is, you know, all the states out here in the lower corner of America, they formed water compacts back in the early part of the century. And two states that are going to be in a bind, the first, are very Republican conservative states. You know, the no taxes, get government out of my way states like Utah
yep.
and Arizona. Phoenix is the seventh largest metropolitan area in the United States. It's hard to believe. In the middle of a big valley where it's 120 degrees in the summertime, and it's growing like a weed, and they're running out of water. So this is the reality we're moving into, and you know, luckily Albuquerque has a real river with actual water in it, and this year we've got a pretty good snowpack, so everything looks pretty good. But the long-term trend line isn't good. And I just want to say that we need to get our brains around the idea that we're entering the era of limits mm-hmm. and responsibility. Like, you're talking about people wanting to go wherever they want to go. Well, that's part of the problem. So many Americans think they can do whatever they want to do, but if there's not enough water there, how are they going to do it?
Your point about water cannot be your point about water cannot be overstated. I didn't mean to cut you off. Finish your point.
Well, it's just, I think both of our parties are terrible. And this old-fashioned idea, I'm an independent, this sure. old-fashioned idea where this is America, everything is going to get bigger and better, and everybody's going to have a better lifestyle, and everybody can do what they want. Those are antique ideas. That's mm-hmm. not reality. Mm-hmm. I think smart people know what the environment situation is and what's going to happen. And we need to rethink the focus on how we're going to accommodate all these people. And, you know, this mantra of we'll just give everybody everything is fallacy. Mm-hmm. There has to be limits. We have to talk about limits. You know, you want to limit fossil fuel usage. You want to limit putting carbon in the atmosphere, which I think is a worthy goal. But I'm a realist. I work construction my whole life. I know how much diesel fuel it takes to put up a building. You know, I mean, think about it. Everything you see, everything you touch,
yeah,
at
it takes
one fuel. Point,
I want to stick to water. I want to stick to water because we're gonna.
Okay.
If we, you know, it was Thoreau said we're not here to do everything. We're here to do something, and we could talk about everything, but then we'll end up talking about nothing. So let's stick to water for a moment. Here is where on water policy, I'm not prepared to say both parties are horrible, but I am prepared to say that our current party dynamics are not going to solve our water problem, which maybe is too many words, and you said in a better way. Another way I'd put it is that when I worked on water policy, my line, when I would testify on it, my line was that urban Democrats under-prioritize water resources and rural Republicans are under-comfortable in regulating or paying for them. And that leaves water policy, particularly Western water policy, where you have Western water law, you know, governing, which it's not a planned system. It's not a planned system. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you just cross your fingers and you hope to buy some. That it leaves water policy in a sort of a pun intended desert wasteland, and there are things that are as important. We can argue about things that are also in sort of the top tier of importance, but there is no policy more important than water policy. Because if there were going to be five, like the freedom to be able to drink water, to be able to actually live one's life, right? Air and water, and a little bit of food, a little bit of shelter. I mean, those are the basics, right? And there is no question that we are going towards a dangerous, dangerous place. And if you're aware of like Palm Wonderful, right, the people who make Palm Wonderful, that is not a pomegranate company, that's a water company, right? They go and they buy land in California, those water rights, they've been doing it for generations. And if you control water in California, you can then sell crops for a lot. And by the way, very often when foreign governments are buying land in the United States or buying crops in the United States, when they're importing American crops, they're not buying our crops, they're not buying our farmers, they're buying our water, right? And And we've got to get a handle on it. Here are a couple policy tips on it. First of all, so one way to deal with Western water policy, and we've got to make sure there's a bipartisan consensus, if not among party leadership, eventually party leadership, but among everybody who's listening, everybody who's not listening, that we say, listen, that's one area we've got to work together. That's one area where you don't want a water czar. You don't want somebody who owns it all, because, by the way, that's neither democracy nor freedom. But one good news is if we do invest in water capture and water transmission, if we do things that are just smarter with our water, that you can, that it is a place where public expenditure really can make a difference. And I do think that if you're running for office, a way to win votes in rural areas is talk about investment in water policy, which is helpful for irrigated agriculture, it's helpful for everyday human beings, and it's helpful for the future. You have a last 7 seconds, Brian?
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We appreciate you. 202-808-9925. Water policy. Good call.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. But instead, in fact, lionizing brings a, hey, look, former fascist dictator, please come and speak at our conference and help us define what conservative means. We had earlier in the show, right, a discussion about whether Trump is a real conservative, what is a real conservative, can a real conservative even win? In one respect, what a conservative is will be defined by the people who define themselves as conservatives. That something that is called the conservative conference has an impact on defining what conservative is. And if being an authoritarian dictator is part of that definition, that's scary stuff. That means that the movement that has to be built is not merely an anti-Trump movement, but an anti-Republican movement, but an anti-authoritarian movement. Then in the anti-authoritarian movement, anybody wants to be conservative, you count yourself also an authoritarian, well, then it's got to be sort of an anti-conservative movement. Let's keep going. Paul from Ambler, Pennsylvania. I'm not familiar with Ambler, but what a wonderful name of a town.
Yes, it is. I wanted to talk today about the left liberal political spectrum's version of thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
We all know when there's some awful tragedy that the government, whether Democrat or Republican led, doesn't want to do anything about. They offer thoughts and prayers. Back in the early days of union organizing, there was a phrase called pie in the sky, and it was a part of a song written by Joe Hill, a great labor organizer in history with the Wobblies, the International Workers of the World, and they used to love bring Joe Hill to town to organize people because he wrote these wonderful songs and they had great phrases and they all related to them. However, labor songs is not the same as a labor struggle, as a strike, as getting higher wages, having food on the table, a roof over your head, and clothes on your back. The big problem that had to be solved by every single person who's alive is just that. A roof over your head, food on the table, and clothes on your back. Thoughts and prayers does not pay the rent, does not fill your belly, won't keep you warm when it's cold outside. But the left has the same mirror image. The left has the political correctness. They have a bad faith, inauthentic attack on people. They'll ruin people's careers for no reason, like Al Franken, for example. And they'll do that and think that they're actually making progress, when in fact, there's more people that are still homeless, still hungry, still without health care, but we've denounced somebody who said the wrong word or didn't learn how to use pronouns after the age of 50 or some other cockamamie thing. Until the left and the liberals solve the basic economic problems, a roof over your head, food in your belly, and clothes on your back, it doesn't matter whether or not you say bad words or inappropriate phrases. It doesn't matter. We have more two-car garages built every year than we have affordable housing. No one's doing anything about that. But we got all the bad word-spewing people in comedy. We've taken care of them.
Paul, I really appreciate the call.
That's it.
No, I appreciate the call. And I wasn't sure where you were going at first. And I was ready. But because it's sort of my substitute teacher job, I was already ready to apply. And I was going to reply to the wrong thing. So, wow, several thoughts. We're going to go to break before I finish them, but I'll say a few of them. So, first of all, solving real problems. Can't agree more. I can't agree more. That we have to, as activists, as lovers of democracy, pick the tribe you belong to. As a progressive, as a member of this community, we got to focus on solving problems. We got to focus not merely on posing enemies, not merely on being moralists, not merely on patting ourselves on the back, not merely on virtue signaling, not even merely on ratings. We got to focus ourselves on solving problems and making people's lives better or helping people make their own lives better. That's the real stuff. And it makes me think, and I'm not going to paint the left with the same brush as the right. I'm not going to do that. But what I will say is that one of the things that has been done as fewer and fewer decisions are made together, as more and more things are made by a corporate state, as more and more things are, more and more power is wielded by oligarchs and the few, it does mean the young activist has fewer tools, because what they know is they're not going to be able to do anything to a major corporation to get them to more fairly distribute their resource. But they might be able to get them to fire somebody. That the politics of shame and the politics of distancing of the politics of exile, that those politics can be solace for the person who otherwise feels powerless. And so I understand it, because it's harder to wield stuff. I think that does mean we've got to work harder at actually solving problems. That's one of the reasons I'm a big fan of doing stuff locally. Not just bashing somebody, but actually getting something done locally. We need positive progressivism. We need problem solving. I really appreciate the call. I have more, but we've got a break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Louise and I love this bedding, and you will too. CozyEarth.com.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring. Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message. Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships. But the deals absolutely end March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, man. Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.